Hey man, say man, hey man, say man. Welcome back to another episode. We're gonna get back into that NBA news, you know what I'm saying? But we still gonna talk about financial stuff, life stuff, all that stuff. But to this week, probably more about the NBA bubble since the playoffs coming up. Don't forget to like, you know what I'm saying, share, comment, send voice messages, should be a link. And hit me up on any social media platform if you wanna be on the podcast to promote your business, or if you wanna just be on the podcast, period. But let's begin. So, first topic we'll be talking about is the Lakers struggles and the Bucks struggles somewhat. So we're going to be talking about the Lakers struggles, Denver breakout players, CJ Warren breakout players, just a lot of things we're going to talk about today. So we're going to talk about the Lakers struggle. The Lakers, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily, a lot of people saying they're struggling, but I would put it more towards they're not going as crazy. Besides that Denver game. Denver game, they was playing their heart out. And they still barely won versus Denver's second unit for the majority of the game, second half mainly. But I wouldn't necessarily say they're struggling. I would say they're more coasting, because what's the point of them going stupid? You know what I'm saying? There's no home court advantage. They have the first seed locked in, basically. Clippers haven't been doing too well there themselves. So what's the point of playing your heart out if, what do you get out of it? An extra win? Like, you don't get nothing worth the value to be trying to play your heart like a lot of teams that need, like a Portland or Phoenix. As you crazy, you seen Phoenix, I think they're 7-0, something like that. The only team to be undefeated, which is very, very surprising. Maybe the team's finally turned around. They need to get D-Book up out of there. But like I said, I don't think it's too much to be worried about the Lakers struggling. I say it's more of them just coasting, realize they really have nothing to play for. They really just waiting and resting until the season, until the playoffs start, because they literally have nothing to play for at all. Literally nothing. No standings, no home court advantage, no maybe stats. That's really about it. But besides that, I think they'd rather get their young nucleus. Not their young nucleus. Their players that's not going to get as many minutes, still get them some confidence. Like, there's no reason for them to really be trying their hardest to win games, because they already locked the first seed up. So we know they're still the number one contenders to win championships. So there's no reason to be that much worried about them winning. But next topic, we're going to talk about the Denver Nuggets. Now, they got their little breakout player. Not little. And Michael Porter Jr., he's been going crazy. I told y'all he was going to go crazy. I told y'all he was going to be a super pick of that draft. Michael Porter Jr. go crazy now. He was crazy in high school, crazy college before he got injured. But that's what they always needed. They needed up somebody. I mean, Jokic can go get buckets. Jamal Murray can go get buckets. But Michael Porter Jr. is damn near, once he get everything together, he's going to be unguardable. So they needed that number one scorer, like that part they just get a ball to go get a bucket. Like Jokic, don't get me wrong, Jokic is a good scorer. Jamal Murray is a good scorer. But they need another option. And because Jamal Murray is more like a third option. I say Jokic is like more of a second option that can play like a number one option. But they need that number one option, that number one, number two option that can do. And I feel like that's Michael Porter Jr., who can play off ball, on ball. Who's becoming he's not a great defender, but he's a great rebounder. He can defend the rim a little bit, but he's a great off-ball player. He makes him excellent, like amazing, because like his IQ off his cuts are immaculate, amazing shooter, good pull-up game, good offense and defensive rebounder. Crowd always crashing the glass, but he didn't get his handle just a little tighter, but he can be that next great player that can lead the team for the next 10 to 15 years. With him, Jokic, Murray, Bobo steady progressing. You still got Gary Harris. You still got Will Barton, who still has, I don't think he's played yet. But you still, Terrence Craig, they still have a lot of players under the age of 28, 29, 30. So the other player, I think, is still Paul Millsap. But even they backups like Monte Moore, who's a great backup. Young, you got Jeremy Grant, Young, Jokic, Porter, Bobo, like all their players are young, so they still have so much time to them. They have a great coach in Mike Malone. I don't know why the 76ers, not 76ers, but Sacramento let him go. They had their best season when he was the coach, so I don't understand why they let him go, but that man is amazing. So Denver has been one of the little sleeper teams. Let's talk about Phoenix. Phoenix has been going crazy, like, they've been going crazy in this bubble. D Book putting up on show. He one of my finalists for player of the bubble. Him and TJ Warren and Dame Lillard. We're gonna get a Dame Lillard too. He been going crazy during the bubble. Lee Panettimo's back. AM been going stupid. Kelly been doing his thing. Couple rookies, like, they been contributing. Like, now they tie. I think it's between Phoenix, Portland, Memphis, I think, and the Spurs. They all in, like, a four-way tie, like, a 0.5 game or a game behind each other. Sacramento just completely fell off. Like, I don't know. Luke Walton is a horrible coach. They had their best season. What was it, the year before they hired Luke Walton, they was like a 9th seed or a 10th seed. And as soon as they hired Luke Walton, fire whoever coach they was that year. Was it Dave Yeager? It was either David Yeager or it was Mike. I think it was Dave Yeager. It was either Dave Yeager. That's what I think it was. But they just been horrible since they got him. Like, he's messing up people's progression. Just sorry. He's a sorry coach. Just sorry player, sorry coach. But Dame been going stupid. Portland been going stupid. The Spurs been, they trying to keep that playoff streak alive. The longest playoff streak in any professional team history, I believe so. They trying to keep that playoff streak. So that last spot gonna be, I guess all four teams gonna have to play like one game, like a one game elimination tournament type thing. So I know the NBA, they wanted the Pelicans to be in there, but Dame said it's still on Dame time. He been the second best point guard in the league for the last, I say, 2 years. But I don't think Phoenix is gonna make it. I don't think who was it between Phoenix? I don't think San Antonio gonna make it. I like San Antonio, they're a good defensive team, but I just feel like they don't have enough without Aris there. I just don't feel like they have enough. Phoenix, I don't feel like they have enough either. I know D-Book is their player, but I don't think they have enough. It's gonna be between Portland and Memphis, most likely. I'll give it to Portland just because they got more superstar talent. I love Ja. I love Baby Ja. I love Jaren Jackson. I love Brandon Clark. But I believe just because they got Dame and CJ, Carmelo been going crazy. He been very clutch. Very, 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 very clutch. So, I mean, I just feel like they have more talent around them to win. Unlike the Memphis Grizzlies, because they whole team. I mean, I know I'm talking about Denver Young, but they've been together for Young. But literally, they whole team, just like the first season. Because think about last year, they was buns. That way, they get Ja. So this year, I mean, you still got young Jaren Jackson. You got young Baby Ja. You got a young Dylan Brooks. You got Valachunas, probably like the most player with the most like experience that's on the team. And because from playing with Toronto with playoff experience, he's probably one of a few players that have that playoff experience on that team that's getting, you know what I'm saying, valuable minutes that's on the team. So I just don't see them being able to beat Portland. I don't know how they, because they can match up both. They can match up good with them because Ja Dane gonna be, you know, you want to see that. I'll say they got bigger guards because, you know, CJ always in a disadvantage, but it's very few people can score like CJ. But they got a big man that's really the main matchup, though. That big man matchup between Valanciunas, Brandon Clark, and Jaren Jackson, between Nurkic, Carmelo, and whoever else they want to throw out there. Maybe, like, so, I mean, I'll give it to Portland, get that AC. Now, they might get a game. They might get swept by Lakers. I don't see them beating the Lakers how Charles Barkley do, but they'll probably do a little something. But we talked about Phoenix, you know what I'm saying? They going crazy. We talk about TJ Warren a little bit, man. TJ been doing his thing. Like, I might dive deep into more on another podcast. But TJ, until he seen that boy Jimmy Butler, but Jimmy Butler had that boy on clowns. I think he had, what, 12 points? The Butler wasn't going for that. Butler said, y'all forget I wanted to see a top five two-way players in the league. Now, I mean, a lot of people always talk about Clay. They talk about Paul George, Kawhi, LeBron. But people don't ever talk about Jimmy Butler like that, which is weird. Oladipo, but they don't talk about Jimmy Butler like Jimmy Butler not a great defender. Like he wasn't one of them first, like, amazing two-way players that came out, like, in the late 2010s. Like, Jimmy Butler do his thing, so. But TJ Warren been going, he probably gonna get a big contract for somebody, but TJ Warren been going stupid. I mean, that's one of the people I always say that isn't the most talented person, but they work hard at what they do. And they made it to the league. Like, he's not the most talented person. Not athletic. Don't have a crazy handle. He does. Like, he's not super talented. But he probably worked his butt off to get where he was at. And everything been coming together since Oladipo been hurt. I mean, he's been back, but he's still not 100%. Sabonis been hurt. That was their best player, to be honest. Miles Turner still ain't progressed to what we thought that he was going to be. Well, but the Pacers wanted him to be. So, and Malcolm Brogdon been, he just coming back from injury, so he hasn't been able to play fully. So, but he been going stupid, though. He's one of my, him, Dame, and Devin Booker, Luka up there, too, for player of the bubble. But a lot of things, this bubble, but I swear, like, when I can watch it, I swear, boy, this is like heaven. This is like being a heaven watching basketball. I was watching Orlando versus Washington, like, I was watching the game, that you don't want to watch just because, like, it's so amazing how the bubble. I think, like, I was watching the Denver and the Lakers game. Like I said, with that, they was, even though they had this bench in, it's still amazing to watch. I was watching, what game was I watching earlier today? I was watching the Spurs versus, who they blew out? Spurs blew out the Rockets. Even though James Harden wasn't playing, I still wanted to watch. Austin Rivers just had a great, was it 40-point game? Damn near 40-point game two nights ago. So, you never know who's going to explode in the bubble, man. Like, it's just amazing to watch. Just finally amazing to have basketball back, man. But, hey, man, say, man. Hey, man, say, man. That's the end of the podcast. Don't forget to like, all that stuff. All right. Don't forget, like, share, comment, send voice messages, and don't forget to go to my YouTube. It's going to be in the description. Hey, Orlando, don't forget to like, comment, share, subscribe, all that to that. Don't forget to go to Instagram if you want to join the podcast on special guest Sundays or Mondays. Don't forget to go Southside Apparel, shop for merch. All right, we y'all on. All right, I'll catch up with y'all.